from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Even when the actual outdoor temperature was far from warm this week, you undoubtedly noticed the melting effect of the late winter sunshine. Outdoor skating is another activity being curtailed by it. The city of Timmins says the outdoor rink it maintains at the Mountjoy Arena is already closed for the season, and today is the final day for the Hollinger Skate Path and the rinks at Leo Del Volano and Roy Nicholson Parks, as well as outside the Whitney Arena. There are still indoor skating opportunities at city arenas. Canada is responding dollar for dollar after worldwide tariffs on steel and aluminum imports were imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump yesterday. They total almost $30 billion, more than $15 billion on U.S. steel and aluminum, with the rest affecting products that use those American metals. That includes computers, water heaters, sports equipment, tools, and cast iron products. Incoming Prime Minister Mark Carney says he's willing to sit down with President Trump at any time, but only if he respects Canada's sovereignty. Carney will be sworn in tomorrow. Federal Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc and Ontario Premier Doug Ford are in Washington today for a meeting with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. The session comes after Ford backed down on imposing a 25% tariff on electricity exports when President Trump threatened to double yesterday's steel and aluminum tariffs. The two say they hope to lower the temperature and get a firm idea of where the tariff situation is heading. But Ford, who chairs the Premier's conference, says he'll also be discussing American demands for a renegotiation of the Canada-US-Mexico free trade deal. That agreement, hailed by Trump during his first term, doesn't come up for reconsideration until next year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he expects strong steps from the United States if Russia rejects the ceasefire plan offered earlier this week. The proposal calls for a 30-day ceasefire to allow the start of peace talks. Drafted by the U.S., it was agreed to by Ukraine. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he's skeptical that the Russians will accept the ceasefire. If they don't, Graham says he'll introduce what he calls bone-breaking sanctions and tariffs.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.